slowly they came together, and then they actually started this foundation with the Liberation Freedom Project that became an honors, and among the founders there is Filippo, Gianna, and Grazia, and you know.
Quindi quello che il progetto è oggi è grazie al contributo e all'impegno, anche il più piccolo impegno di tutte queste persone, alcune ci sono, altre non ci sono qui oggi, però per noi è importante esprimere un senso di gratitudine verso tutti loro.
So we want to thank all those people that started this project, those who are here and also those who are not present in this moment, because it's thanks to their work and their activity that we could make this project happen. So we want to thank very much from the depth of our heart for their contribution.
Okay. Questo progetto che cosa fa? Lavora con i detenuti, con gli ex detenuti e con il personale penitenziario. E che cosa fa in particolare? Cerchiamo di essere presenti fornendo dei percorsi di consapevolezza che aiutino a trasformare il tempo della detenzione in un tempo utile per lavorare sulla propria mente.
So how does it work, this project? ECRI is working both with prisoners, ex-prisoners, people who are looking after the prisoners, and
prigionieri, ex-prigionieri,
polizia penitenziaria,
the guards in the prison, the latter, the project actually has the idea of helping these people to have training in how to work with their mind.
In questo modo che cosa succede? Che questo diventa un tempo utile per queste persone affinché effettivamente ci sia una trasformazione della loro mente, perché secondo il sistema penitenziario italiano, lo sapete, quasi tutte le persone che sono state condannate, anche con i reati più terribili, usciranno dal carcere. E se noi non lavoriamo sulle cause che li hanno portati lì dentro, avremo le stesse persone che sono entrate.
So the idea is to make this time that the prisoners are spending in prison and also when they come out, a time that is useful for them to transform their mind in a way that they can become better human beings. And if they don't use these people in our prisons in Italy, we know very well that when they finish their time in prison, they come out and they're the same as before. And so then we have the same problem as when they went inside the prison.
Quindi per tornare un po' alla nostra storia, come il progetto si è sviluppato, da quando si è costituita l'Onlus abbiamo cercato di darci un'organizzazione, così come anche il nostro fondatore dei centri FPMT chiedeva sempre la Moyeshe, organizzatevi, 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 e così abbiamo fatto.
So since this project started, we wanted to make this an organization working in a kind of organic way. And as Mayesha also is the founder of our centers, wanted the people to organize themselves, to manage well. And so since we started this project, we wanted to be organized well.
Quindi, fin dall'inizio, grazie Massimo, hanno iniziato subito a lavorare in un tema di organizzazione e hanno fatto un lavoro straordinario, eccellente, in particolare al carcere di Milano Bollate.
And so since the beginning, grazie a Massimo, they worked according to how to organize themselves and they did an incredible, amazing work, particularly in the prison in Milano, in Gallarate.
Bollate. Poi nel corso degli anni ci sono state molte iniziative, alcune sono state temporanee, poi ce ne sono state delle altre, c'è stato un susseguirsi di esperienze presso vari carceri.
So we had different kind of experience in different prisons. reasons in these years.
Quindi ci siamo chiesti come possiamo fare in modo che questo progetto sia di beneficio nel miglior modo possibile, in modo stabile.
And then we asked ourselves, how can it be possible that this project can be of benefit and in a stable way that can bring real benefit for prisoners and everybody?
Quindi l'anno scorso, grazie al contributo dell'Unione Buddista Italiana, siamo riusciti a organizzare il primo corso di formazione per operatori.
So last year, thanks to the help support of the Buddhist Union of Italy, we were able to organize the first course for people who are working in a prison.
In tutta sincerità vi dico che sì, avevo molte speranze rispetto a questo corso di formazione, però sinceramente non mi aspettavo più di 7 o 10 persone.
I had a lot of hope, and really I was wishing for this project to go well, and I didn't have the expectation of having more than 7-10 people.
In realtà, grazie anche alla comunicazione dell'istituto da cui questo progetto nasce, perché viene considerato, diciamo, una costola. Liberation Prison Project viene considerato una costola dell'istituto Lamazon Kappa. Quindi grazie a un'azione di comunicazione combinata abbiamo ricevuto tantissime mail che noi non ci aspettavamo assolutamente.
And then, thanks to the support of Lamazon Kappa Institute, actually the project started from Lamazon Kappa Institute, is like a branch of Lamazon Kappa Institute, and thanks to the communication that is being done by Lamazon Kappa Institute, we had an incredible feedback of mail and correspondence that we would never expect to have.
Quindi, un po' per farvela breve, perché penso che sia poi più interessante ascoltare Robina che dice qualcosa più in dettaglio di questo progetto. L'anno scorso abbiamo diplomato 24 operatori.
So, now to make it short, you know, it's like because it's more interesting what Robina is going to say to us about her experience and how this project actually started. Anyway, we had at the end of the first training course for people working in the prison with prisoners, we had 24 people who got degree to operate in the prisons.
Ecco, quindi oggi noi abbiamo 9 gruppi attivi regolarmente. Questo significa che ogni settimana i nostri operatori incontrano gruppi costantemente, senza perdere mai una settimana, mai un giorno, mai un giorno, sempre fisse un appuntamento.
Up to now we have 9 groups who are working every week in the prisons, and they don't miss a day, and so they are working constantly in a stable way.
6 di questi gruppi sono solo su Milano Bollate.
6 of these groups are only in Milano Bollate.
E ora abbiamo aperto Lodi, Pavia e Livorno. Esiste già da un po'.
And now we open one in Lodi, Pavia, and then in Livorno, that is already existing since 3 years.
Ma in pochissimo saremo in grado di rendere operativi questi nuovi operatori che si sono diplomati, perché hanno completato la loro formazione con un training esperienziale.
And then soon they will be these people who had the degree that are going to work in this place that I just mentioned, because they just got the degree, so they had like the degree after having the training actually to work in the prison.
Quindi nei prossimi non più di 2 mesi contiamo di raddoppiare gli attuali 9 gruppi.
So most probably in the next 2 months we will double the groups who will work in the prisons.
Quindi apriremo, per me è importante citarlo, Tolmezzo.
Then we are going to open in
Tolmezzo, Genova, Brescia, Monza, Volterra, Pisa, Firenze, Ferrara.
You know, I think you have to tell us. You don't tell us what you do. You're just giving us these. But we have to know more what you do. You say group. You say groups teaching what? You have to give us far more information. You're much too brief. Don't worry about me. You're the. You have to give us more information. It's so inspiring, but we don't know what you do. So you've got to tell us more details.
Okay.
Give us details.
Okay.
I've been waiting to hear it. I can't come. It hasn't come yet.
Okay.
Volevo solo una cosa, chi è che non capi, che ha bisogno dell'inglese? Who needs English?
So I think it's going fine like it is. It's okay. We've got lots of time. So no, yeah, I know. It's more. Good. So tell us everything you do. Go into detail. Don't take anything for granted. We don't know anything.
Okay.
Tell us everything.
Okay. Che cosa facciamo nel dettaglio? Chiede Robina. Allora, come vi ho spiegato, abbiamo diverse attività che noi svolgiamo. Abbiamo un'attività di gestione dei gruppi, quindi abbiamo operatori che incontrano ogni settimana gruppi di detenuti. Che cosa si fa durante questo percorso? Si lavora sulla consapevolezza, prima di tutto del corpo, poi delle sensazioni e degli stati mentali.
So what we are doing in the group, how to train the people, is that we try to encourage the people to develop awareness of, in the groups, develop the awareness of the body, of the feelings, and so forth. So we train people to do these things with the prisoners.
You mean meditation? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You don't give teachings, you do meditation. That's good.
Yeah.
Now we're clear. Good. Excuse me. Good. Amazing, come on.
Sì.
Say it all.
Ok, quindi svolgiamo gruppi di meditazione, ma anche portiamo dei testi, li leggiamo, li commentiamo insieme, studiamo, ok?
So what we do is just we do some meditation and then also we bring some text, some books, we read together and then we do the comment on this and we debate about this.
Ok? Lo scopo qual è? È quello di portare innanzitutto un risultato in termini di riduzione dello stress e degli stati aggressivi che si vivono in ambiente carcerario.
So the main aim at the beginning is actually to help them to reduce the stress and the agitation in the mind that these people are living within the prison, in the cells with others and so forth, was to reduce that mental agitation.
Ok. Questo progetto ha lavorato molto, come vi ho spiegato fino adesso, tantissimo presso il carcere di Bollate, in particolare nel reparto dei sexual offender.
E come I was going to say in Italian.
Però se vuoi ridirlo meglio, va
bene. Go on.
So before I said also reduce the stress, but also reduce the aggressivity that these people have in the prisons, okay? And then, particularly in Bollate, in Milano, they had worked a lot with sexual offender.
Proprio perché la tipologia di reato si basa su una percezione completamente distorta della realtà.
Because this action is related very much to a distortion about reality.
Quindi far prendere loro consapevolezza dello spazio che occupano nel mondo e dell'interrelazione con le altre persone. Abbiamo ritenuto che fosse fondamentale.
Because we thought that it's really important these people understand their space in this reality in the world, you know, and this is very important that they understand also their interrelation with other people, the connection with other people, that is very fundamental to understand this.
Gran parte dei nostri operatori entrambi sono, hanno una formazione di counselor.
The majority of our the people who are working in this project and they have a background of counselor.
Con un profondo radicamento nel mondo del Dharma.
That they have the root, their roots into Dharma teaching.
E per questo motivo abbiamo anche lavorato sul corso di formazione, perché non è sempre facile trovare la combinazione dei due elementi.
And so we have worked in this process for the training of people that are working in the prison, and not always it's easy to find people who have this kind of background.
In accompagnamento alla gestione dei gruppi, ci sono percorsi individuali per soggetti che hanno particolari tipologie di esigenze o di reati.
In order to organize and to manage well the groups, we have also different training to deal with the different kind of prisoners, because they come from different kind of reato?
Crime,
from different kind of crime.
Is it more clear now?
Yes, good, people need to know. It's wonderful. Now you're telling us, it's fantastic.
Okay.
So what you say, people training and they've got a certificate in what? You said people start, got a what did you say, a certificate? What did you say?
Yeah, the...
A degree.
Yeah.
In what? You didn't tell us. What do they train in? You're being too, listen, Laura, you're being too humble.
Too humble?
Yes, we have to know more details. We don't know what are they training? You said they got a certificate. In what? You didn't tell us.
Sì, okay.
I mean, it's amazing work you're doing.
Yeah. So, it's not just me.
Lara, we know that.
Okay, allora, il so corso di formazione si sviluppa in diversi weekend, 6 weekend.
So, the training is done into 6 weekends.
Okay. Una parte è legata al tema della tipologia di lavoro che si fa proprio con i detenuti.
And one part is actually the actual work that we have to do with the prisoners.
E anche delle informazioni tecniche, cioè
the technical information that we have to give them.
Semplicemente come ci si comporta rispetto
with them.
Esatto. Come si accede ad un carcere, quali sono le regole da rispettare.
What are the rules that you have to follow when you're going to prison?
Ma anche come ci si relaziona con dei detenuti.
Also how you relate to the prisoners.
Perché non è sempre facile tenere un equilibrio tra la persona che tu hai davanti
the person that is in front of you
e il reato che tu hai
and
davanti.
The crime that has done that person.
Quindi una parte legata a questo.
So what is this?
Una parte legata alla formazione di Dharma,
Dharma.
E una parte legata all'equilibrio emotivo.
And then the other one is to balance, to the emotional balance.
Per capire come aiutare le persone che siamo davanti, ma anche per aiutare se stessi.
To understand how to help the person that is in front of you, but also to help yourself.
Perché comunque questo percorso in carcere come operatori non è un percorso facile.
Because to deal with prisoners as operating in the prison is not something easy.
Ok. Allo stato attuale noi vediamo ogni settimana circa un centinaio di detenuti.
At the moment we are meeting around 100 people every week.
Ok. E per rendere ancora più stabile questo progetto stiamo stringendo collaborazioni.
In order to make this project more stable, we are now having more connection.
Okay. Quindi,
collaboration with other groups.
Quindi abbiamo stretto collaborazioni con il reverendo Dario Girolami.
So we have a collaboration with the reverendo Dario.
che che da decenni ha già una propria esperienza con il centro Arco Zen, con il suo centro, e lavora nelle carceri di Roma, ma non solo.
Since many years, 10 years is working in the prison.
Decenni.
12.
12 years that he's working in the prison with his from his center in Rome, right?
E sarà docente anche nel secondo corso, nella seconda edizione del corso di formazione.
He will be a teacher in the next training course.
Poi stiamo
he will teach in the training course next one, where the second training course that is going to start
sì.
In a couple of weeks, and he will be one of the
okay,
trainer.
Fantastic.
Allora, tutti i nostri trainer sono nella sezione di destra, alla destra di Robina.
Right of Robina, the trainers.
Così Robina può chiedere rispetto alla formazione a tutti loro.
So Robina, you can ask them.
I know, I mean, you want me to say something. I don't know what I'm going to say. You guys are doing such an amazing job. Each of you should be telling us. I want to hear from him. Come on. I'm happy to say 5 minutes of something, but it's meant to be you people here. So after Lara's finished, I'd like to talk to Venerable Dario. Come on.
Okay, finisco presto.
I mean, you know, I mean, yeah.
Ok, dunque, come stavo accennando, la prossima settimana partirà il secondo corso di formazione per operatori e verrà svolto a Napoli.
So next week there will be starting the second training course and is going to happen in Napoli.
Abbiamo scelto questa città.
We choose this city.
Proprio perché abbiamo interrotto la città sfidante
kind of challenging city.
E abbiamo già iniziato a stringere collaborazioni con persone che su iniziative personali hanno già lavorato in carcere e quindi mettiamo a disposizione la nostra esperienza e consolidiamo ulteriormente la forza del
so we started already to have collaboration with people in Napoli that are working in the prison and now we just make connection with them and we are going to collaborate with them. We are offering them our experience in our field.
Okay. E sempre più vogliamo cercare di ragionare con una mente aperta e prossimamente lavoreremo anche su un tema di minori.
So we try to work with an open mind. And so soon we're going to start also to work with minors and also with young people, young boys.
Ecco, quindi per noi era importante fare questo incontro, un po' per fare il punto della situazione, per condividerlo, per ringraziare tutte le persone che hanno reso possibile questo. Per ringraziare Robina.
So for us it was very important to have this meeting and in order to show what we are doing, what we have done and what are the next steps and also to thank those who made this project possible and particularly to thank Robina that gave us the inspiration to start all this.
Ma anche l'Istituto Amazon Kappa, e come potete aiutarci se volete aiutarci.
And so you can help if you want to help.
Semplicemente con una firma.
Simply with a signature.
Per la destinazione dell'8 per mille all'Unione Buddista Italiana.
For so you can give the 8 per 1000 at the Buddhist Union of Italy that is supporting this project when you have your
e con i 5 per 1000 destinati sì. E se volete diventare soci, oggi Maria è di disponibile a raccogliere il vostro interesse. Per
cui, so if you want to become a member of the Liberation Freedom Project Italy, you can go to Maria, that she can register you and you can become a member of this association.
E quindi credo di aver detto quasi tutto.
So
Fabio, mi sono
dimenticata
qualcosa?
Okay.
Question here.
Però,
ok.
Ci vogliono più tornare.
In genere,
anche se ci siamo noi si rifiutano.
So, guarda, so you said that so
sì, come gestisce.
No, ma devo tradurre in inglese. So you said that you work with the prisoners, ex prisoners and with the guards. And so with the ex prisoners, what are you doing?
In generale, quando una persona esce dal carcere non ci vuole più tornare. Però devo dirti che nel nostro caso è successo perché periodicamente organizziamo degli insegnamenti.
But I can say that from time to time we organize some teaching
dentro il carcere e quindi loro chiedono il permesso per rientrare.
So they ask the permission to come back.
Questa è una cosa piuttosto bizzarra.
It's a very funny thing, actually. It's very bizarre.
Comunque sia, li vediamo fuori chiaramente
so,
dal carcere,
outside the prison.
Quindi di solito facciamo degli incontri periodici perché per loro il reinserimento è molto difficile.
So for, with them we do from time to time some meetings because for them to be reintegrated in the society is quite difficult.
E una delle varie partnership che stiamo cercando di stringere è di lavorare con le associazioni che si occupano di formazione in modo che quando queste persone escono, se prima facevano le rapine a mano armata, non è che sono in grado di fare il panettiere, ok? Quindi cerchiamo di lavorare con associazioni che possano insegnare loro un mestiere così che possano rientrare nella società facilitati. Insomma.
Scusa, ci sono delle associazioni all'interno del carcere però che fanno queste formazioni all'interno del carcere in modo che sono diventano panettieri all'interno e poi dopo sono dei panettieri fuori.
Anche.
Anche, ma non solo. E quindi noi lavoriamo con le associazioni fuori.
So we are working with the association outside that are doing the training and they help these people to learn some kind of work that they can be in, again inside the society. And so we try to do the partnership with this association in order to help the ex-prisoners. And so my question was actually if there are also some organizations that they are teaching some training within the prison to become like maybe cook or whatever. And so sometimes like that inside the prison, but also with organizations that are outside.
Ok,
posso dire
sì.
Nel bookshop c'è un libro Maestri in carcere. Nel bookshop ho trovato un libro che si chiama Maestri in carcere, in cui abbiamo raccolto gli insegnamenti sbobinati anche della venerabile Romina che è venuta in carcere. E trovate una collezione di questi insegnamenti che io ho trovato utilissimi.
So in the bookshop you find, well, this is in Italian, well, in the bookshop you find a book in Italian of teaching of also Venerable Robina that has been given in the prisons and that also some different things that are produced also for the prisoners and for the prisoners, I think.
So that raises money for the project, right?
Yeah.
Italiano, please.
Volevo dire una cosa del corso di Napoli, anche ha dato una, ci ha sorpreso. sorpreso molto, no, anche lì diciamo che forse dovremmo imparare a farci sorprendere un pochino meno, però fondamentalmente essendo una prima edizione a Napoli non pensavamo di avere un riscontro così alto. Oggi sono 18 le persone che si sono iscritte al corso di formazione, che è un corso di 6 incontri, dunque impegna molto anche dal punto di vista del tempo. E anche questa è una cosa meravigliosa, il centro sud Napoli, ma il centro sud è una terra, ahimè, ancora molto diversa dal centro nord. Le carceri sono molto più in difficoltà per tutta una serie di motivi, dunque contiamo veramente tantissimo su questo.
So we are very, very surprised that this second training course for people who are going to operate in the prison, that is being chosen to make it in Napoli, we had an incredible feedback and we are completely surprised about the incredible feedback that we receive. And so far we had 18 people that enrolled in this course. And this is really amazing because, you know, the prisons in South Italy are much more problematic than those who are in the north of Italy. And particularly Napoli is a very incredible field to work in. And so this is really fantastic and we are really happy that we can operate in that city.
So the prisons, you've got a good... It seems like if you're going to all these prisons, you've got good support. So that the prison authorities are happy to have you, in general, it seems, right? Is that true?
Sì, forse grazie.
Lascio grazie.
Sì, grazie.
Sì, possiamo rispondere rispetto alla realtà che conosciamo personalmente, che è quella di Milano Bollate.
We can answer about the situation in Milano Bollate because we know very well that.
E riteniamo specularmente per quello che abbiamo potuto capire che anche le direzioni degli altri carceri in cui abbiamo iniziato con i percorsi, cioè Lodi, Pavia e la Bertasci e la Livorno, già da un pezzo, le direzioni sono piuttosto consenzienti. Poi ci sono direzioni che partecipano di più, partecipano di meno, educatori molto interessati, molto partecipi, alcuni di meno. Ogni carcere è da un mondo a parte.
Every prison is a kind of separate world, you know, but there are some directors that are more interested, some executors that are more interested, some less, but so far we had good feedback in all these prisons where we are working in.
And as far as the prison is concerned, just psychological, not religious, right?
Le prigioni in generale non sono religiose, giusto? No. Mm. So like.
I really wanted to hear from this gentleman, this venerable monk, about his experience in Rome. Can he tell us? Thank you.
Grazie, buonasera. Domani terrò un insegnamento su questo tema, quindi avremo più tempo per parlarne in maniera approfondita.
Tomorrow I'm going to give a lecture about what we are going to do.
Oh, good.
And so we can deepen this understanding of what I'm doing.
Okay.
Mi piacerebbe anche parlarvi domani anche della mia esperienza, del mio vissuto, quello che ho imparato e quello che stiamo vivendo assieme.
And I would like very much to talk about what I'm doing and what is my experience and what is my how I lived this experience.
Adesso brevemente per darvi un'idea, io sono l'abate del centro Zen L'Arco di Roma.
I'm the abbot of the Zen Center in Rome, L'Arco.
Che è affiliato con il San Francisco Zen Center, fondato da Shunryu Suzuki Roshi, l'autore di Mente Zen, Mente di Principiante, che forse alcuni di voi hanno.
Is the author of the
Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. E a San Francisco Zen Center la meditazione viene portata in ambito carcerario da 40 anni con risultati incredibili.
And in the San Francisco Zen Center, they bring about the meditation in the prison since more than 40 years with amazing results.
Un esempio è quello che alcuni detenuti hanno trasformato il periodo di detenzione in un periodo di ritiro spirituale. In fondo ci sono delle somiglianze. Il monastero si vive in una cella, si vive con persone che uno non ha scelto, bisogna seguire la regola. Ovviamente c'è l'elemento della violenza, però che in un monastero spero non ci sia. però ci sono delle similitudini.
Because actually there is a kind of similarity between the life of a monk and the life of a prisoner. Because in the monastery you live in a cell and you live with people that you didn't choose to live with. And the same thing that is happening in the prison, you know. So it's really amazing that these prisoners have understood this, and then they took the time that they have to spend in prison as a retreat time.
E addirittura ci sono dei detenuti che hanno ricevuto i voti a Bodhisattva e altri detenuti che hanno addirittura ricevuto i voti a Monaco.
And it's amazing because in the prison there is a lot of violence, and it's amazing the fact that some of these people had taken the Bodhisattva vows while in prison and even took the monks' vows while in prison.
Quindi sono, essendo stato formato per anni, per decenni al San Francisco Zen Center, sono rimasto molto colpito da questa esperienza.
And since my training is coming from the San Francisco Zen Center, I was really amazed about this experience.
E quindi ho fatto del mio meglio per portare questa esperienza in Italia e in particolare a Roma, dove vivo e dove insegno.
And so I tried to do my best to bring about this experience in Rome, particularly where I live.
E quindi al momento, sono, come dicevamo prima, sono 12 anni che questi programmi sono partiti.
So, as I said before, are already 12 years since these programs have started. Yes, are working.
E quindi ora abbiamo quattro programmi attivi nel carcere e prigione, cioè sia casa di reclusione sia casa circondariale, quattro programmi a Roma più il carcere femminile.
So we have actually four programs that are going on, not so the
prison and jail.
Prison and jail, and also in the female prisoners.
E siccome il programma con i detenuti è stato, abbiamo ottenuto risultati molto importanti, siamo in collaborazione con la facoltà di neuroscienze a psicologia.
And because we have result, then we have the collaboration or partnership with the university faculty of neuroscience.
Abbiamo fatto dei test sui detenuti che hanno dimostrato l'efficacia di, non che come buddisti avessimo bisogno di questa dimostrazione, di questa prova, però attraverso dei test scientifici abbiamo dimostrato alle istituzioni l'efficacia della pratica della meditazione.
And through this we actually had some kind of scientific test and to prove not that we need as a Buddhist about the importance and you know the goodness of meditation, but actually scientifically they could taste and they could realize that meditation is actually working and very effective for the mind of people, also of the prisoners.
E il Ministero di Giustizia è rimasto profondamente impressionato da questi risultati e quindi mi ha chiesto di tenere un corso di meditazione per le persone che lavorano in carcere, per, e quindi vuol dire guardie, direttori, psicologi, assistenti sociali, tutto il personale che lavora in carcere di Abruzzo, Lazio e Molise.
So, because they have seen this good result, the Minister of Justice has requested me to do training course for people who are working with the prisoners, such as director of prison, guards, psychologists, assistants, educator, and so forth, in different situations in Abruzzo, Molise e
Lazio,
Abruzzo e Molise.
E al momento più di 250 persone che lavorano in carcere hanno seguito questo corso.
And then at the moment more than 250 people that work, they are working with prisoners, they attended this course.
Le persone che lavorano in carcere sono l'altra faccia del carcere, da un lato ci sono i detenuti, ma poi ci sono le persone che vivono in carcere, che lavorano in carcere, ma che di fatto passano la loro esistenza lì.
So, the people who are working with the prisoners, and they are working in the prison, is the other side of the medal, okay? Because the prisoners more or less they go out, but why these people are actually in the prison working constantly inside the prison.
E quindi per me era importante lavorare su entrambe le facce della vita carceraria.
So for me was very important to work with both sides of this aspect of the prison.
E l'altro aspetto del lavoro è, sapete che c'è l'Unione Buddista Europea.
The other aspect of this work is that, as you probably know, that we have the European Buddhist Union.
E sono responsabile per l'Unione Buddista Europea per le persone, i volontari che vanno, che portano il Dharma in carcere, negli ospedali, negli hospice e anche nelle forze armate. Si parla di chaplaincy. In italiano cappellano vuol dire un'altra cosa, però in inglese chaplaincy vuol dire portare l'assistenza spirituale in carceri, ospedali, hospice e forze armate.
So, within the European Buddhist Union, I am the person responsible for those people who are bringing the Dharma into the hospice, in the prisons, with the army, and
hospital, hospice.
Ospedali.
Quindi anche il senso della mia presenza qui è anche questo, nel senso che da un lato c'è l'amicizia, la stima e l'affetto per l'area, per il lavoro che Liberation Prison Project porta avanti da anni, dall'altro, essendo il coordinatore a livello europeo, da anni con Lara provavamo a creare questa link, questa connessione.
And since I am the responsible for the Buddhist Union in Europe for this, with Lara, since many years, we try to make this collaboration together. And so also because I appreciate so much the work that the Liberation Prison Project is doing, so it's very good that we have this opportunity now.
Wonderful, so good. I'm so impressed, all of you.
Forse anche Filippo ha piacere di dire due parole.
Allora, buonasera a tutti. Due parole veloci. In rappresentanza dell'Unione Buddista Italiana che sta sostenendo il lavoro di Liberation Prison Project. Prima grazie, grazie Romina, sono contento di rivederti dopo qualche tempo. Voglio ringraziare tutte le persone che negli anni, poi ho assistito da quando ero direttore qui, il lavoro di tantissime persone. Tantissime persone qua dentro l'istituto hanno dato una mano e per tante volte ci siamo incontrati con Grazia a Milano, eccetera. Quindi veramente è un piacere rivedervi, veramente prima di tutto per un rapporto di amicizia che si è creato negli anni. Detto questo, l'Unione Buddista Italiana rappresenta 50 centri in questo momento in Italia.
Messeliana, cioè sei.
Ok, sorry.
So first of all, I want to say a few words of thanks to Robina that was inspiring for this project, and I'm very happy to see you again after some years. And I want to thank everybody who contribute and give work and activity and time for this project, particularly also Tashi and many people here. And I'm here also representing the Buddhist Union of Italy. At the moment, the Buddhist Union of Italy has 50 centers.
Non rappresenta tutti i centri presenti sul territorio italiano, ci sono dei centri di eccellenza, come abbiamo assolutamente, e di cui abbiamo una testimonianza con il centro di cui abate Dario, però insomma, c'è questa realtà di 50 centri. È possibile, l'Unione Buddista Italiana ha un'intesa con lo Stato nel 2013, è destinataria dell'8 per 1000, attualmente 172.000 persone hanno firmato per l'8 per 1000. E quindi l'ultimo anno nelle casse dell'Unione Buddista Italiana sono arrivati 13 milioni e 400 mila euro. Ci tengo a dare un po' di numeri perché è importante.
At the moment the Buddhist Union of Italy has 50 centers that are member of the Buddhist Union, and of course there are some centers like the Alapo Center of which Dario is abbot is kind of excellent. And so some others, they don't have so many activities. But anyway, I'm very happy that we have the signature with the state, the Italy. And then since 2013, the Buddhist Union can get the aid for 1,000. And at the moment, there are about 172,000 people that decide to give the part of their taxes to the Buddhist Union. And so far, we have collected about 13 million euro. And I like to say these numbers.
Parte di questi soldi sono di supporto, parte di questi fondi sono a supporto dei centri.
Money that had been given to the Buddhist Union are used to help and support the activities of the centers.
Come l'Istituto Ramazzancarpa.
Like Ramazzancarpa Institute.
Parte invece sono destinate ai progetti sociali umanitari.
Some others are for humanitarian project or social project.
Diverse organizzazioni possono fare richiesta di avere questi contributi.
Different organizations can make the request to have this contribution.
2 anni fa, Liberation Prison Project ha fatto questa richiesta.
2 years ago, Liberation Prison Project has made the request.
E l'Unione Comunista Italiana è stata felice di supportare questo progetto.
And the Buddhist Union of Italy was very happy to support to help this project.
Ma qual è il passaggio, con questo chiudo, qual è il passaggio interessante? È che da quest'anno abbiamo deciso che Liberation Prison Project non sarà più una realtà che deve presentare dei progetti.
But the most important thing from this year is that the Liberation Prison Project doesn't have to show projects.
In what? It doesn't have to what?
Present project. Because before she had to present a project and then you get this financial support.
Oh, I see, okay.
Now that's for grants.
Liberation Prison Project doesn't need to show the project.
Perché abbiamo deciso come direttivo di fare, tra virgolette, del Prison Project un progetto nazionale sostenuto proprio dall'Unione Buddista Italiana a prescindere, quindi ogni anno ci sarà un supporto perché crediamo nella qualità, nel valore, nel lavoro, nell'ispirazione che ha ricevuto questo progetto, nel lavoro straordinario di tante persone.
Because the reason why is happening like that is because the board of director of the Buddhist Union has decided that the Liberation Prison Project is a project that belongs to the Buddhist Union, you know, so the Buddhist Union is happy to support the activity of the Liberation Prison Project.
È così straordinario che il buddismo si esprima attraverso gli insegnamenti e l'attività nei centri, ma che dia un chiaro segnale forte alla società, che siamo impegnati anche in diverse realtà, che vogliamo sporcarci le mani, tra virgolette, nelle varie attività sociali, supportare iniziative come queste, così come supporteremo il Liberation Prison Project, supporteremo il C-Learning, che è questo programma voluto dal Dalai Lama per le scuole, insomma, vogliamo dare una mano e sostenere tutto questo.
So, in this way, I want to show that the Buddhist Union is supporting different activities and it's not only just a meditation and so forth. We actually want to make our hands dirty and go into the reality where it is needed. So, we are supporting the Liberation Prison Project. Also, we're going to support the SEAL Learning, this activity, that this program, education program that His Holiness Dalai Lama has promoted and so forth.
Chiudo, come ha detto Lara prima, per continuare in questa operazione c'è bisogno dell'aiuto di tutti. E la cosa particolare è che per destinare l'8 per 1000 dovete fare un'operazione molto complessa, molto articolata, di mettere una croce. Non costa nulla.
It doesn't cost anything to you, and the only thing that you have to do in order to support our project is just very, very difficult thing to do. You have to put a cross into your declaration of taxes.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And thank you for helping everybody.
Amen.
Grazie Rubina che è con noi. Sono molto felice appunto che il Prison Project faccia il ritiro qua, perché tengo personalmente anche a questo tipo di progetto, perché ho iniziato il mio percorso nel Dharma proprio con il Prison Project, con Tiziana.
I'm very happy that Rubin is here with us, and I, as the director of Ramazzancarpa, I'm very happy that this retreat of the Liberation Prison Project is going to happen here, and particularly happy because actually my Dharma interest started here with the Liberation Prison Project with Tiziana, and so I'm really glad that we are here with the retreat here.
Perché credo che questo sia proprio Dharma in action, no? Quindi Dharma in azione, appunto, quindi ci andiamo a sporcare le mani, no?
because I really think that this is really the Dharma into action, as people were saying, is that we make our hands dirty.
E come istituto della Masson K continueremo a supportare il progetto.
And as our Kappa is, we are going to support this project. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
E grazie anche alle persone che ci stanno seguendo via streaming e allo staff che ha reso possibile questo.
Thank you very much also to all those who are listening to us via audio streaming. Thank you also to the staff, the audio staff that has allowed this and this fantastic opportunity.
E anche ai volontari.
And also to all the volunteers that worked and contributed to this.
I'm sorry. Someone down here.
Sorry.
Go.
Thank you.
Good.
Oltre ai pensieri di gratitudine che stanno girando tra di noi, io sento volevo proporre anche a voi un pensiero di compassione, connessione e gratitudine nei confronti delle persone detenute che noi incontriamo tutte le settimane e che hanno dato tanto nutrimento a noi. Credo che loro siano i grandi maestri che noi possiamo avere e che ci permettono di stare al loro fianco mentre attraversano dei grandi inferni di sofferenza. Quindi sento che questo incontro può concludersi con un pensiero di presenza, come se fossero tutti qua con noi e che possiamo abbracciare in questo luogo particolare e possiamo davvero ringraziarli. So quello che ci danno tutte le settimane.
So besides our thanking ourselves, among ourselves, about all the things and nice things that we have done, we want to also send a big thanks to all the prisoners that they give us this incredible opportunity for us to work with them and that they are nourishing us with their presence and their being. They are nourishing us and they teach us and help us to develop compassion within ourselves. So, and think about them. I think that they are here, present with us. And so I want to send this big thank you to them, embracing them with this deep sense of gratitude to them.
Mm. No?
No, it's to you.
You know, what's the next on the schedule? Dinner, 7:30, right?
7:30.
You mean I've got a whole hour? I don't think I want to say anything. I'm feeling quite embarrassed. I don't think it's right that I sit here and give a talk to all these poor people sitting here. What am I supposed to say, you know? You guys have said everything. I'm not trying to be stupid. What am I supposed to say? What are you expecting from me? I'm serious. What do you want me to say? Go blah, blah about the Dharma? You people know it already. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. So what did you expect of me, Lara?
I think it is good if you share.
Penso che sia bello per noi compartecipare a quell'atto che l'ha resa promotrice di questo, che cosa l'ha ispirata a fare questo, perché penso che tutti noi possiamo cogliere quell'ispirazione e aiutare le persone che ci stanno vicine e quindi che sia una condivisione della sua esperienza.
What I would like from you is to know what was the sparkling inspiration that made you to go and work and start this project. So then with the inspiration that you start this Liberation Prison project, then you can inspire also other people and to work in this organization.
Oh, I'll tell you a few stories then, that's all. Okay. Oh, this is my microphone, is it? Okay. What? Yes? So I've got to stop for you to translate. You do simultaneous, but they all need radios. Oh. But you speak English, so you're okay. You don't have to listen to me. So everyone's got radios. They all know what they're doing. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, I was based in California. I'm from Australia, as you know, and I was based in California. This is like 94, and I was editing the magazine of our organization, Mandela. And in maybe early 96, I got a letter from this young man called Arturo, a Mexican, he told me. He was 18. He told me he'd been in prison in gangs in Los Angeles since he was 11, which I soon learned was very common. And then since he was 12, he'd been in prisons, basically. Tried first as a juvenile, in and out of the prisons, and then when he was 16, he was tried as an adult and given three life sentences. So just to give you a bit of background, you know, the prisons in America, I mean, are like a mad, they're insane. The numbers, for example, in America, they've got 5% of the population, but they've got 25% of the prison population. So it's a quarter of all humans on the planet who live in prison live in the United States. It's like bare minimum 10 times more per head of population than most other countries, even Russia, even China, in terms of numbers, you know. And even worse now with their wonderful president. But it's just like I've never seen anything like it in a way. It seems really corrupt. It's kind of very political, the way the people are, the way the prosecutors, the way the judges and prosecutors are hired. It's kind of, it's really based on, I was so shocked when I started to go into the prisons. It's really based on vindictiveness and anger, it seems, you know. So the numbers are just unbelievable. And so this young man, there he was, 18, so I got his letter. I sat on it for a couple of months and I finally answered and sent him a book. And why he'd written was because he'd got a book in his library by Lama Yeshe. So our address was there, you know. So he was moved by the talk of compassion, so he wrote this letter. So he told me he was in this a kind of top security prison, which was considered against human rights back then, but now is totally normal. And I'm sure it's in all countries. There are some prisons like that where they call it permanent lockdown, where they're in their cells like 23 hours a day, you know, with 1 hour in another cell walking up and down. But basically, this really intensive prison, which was considered initially as against human rights. Where, and these are entire prisons like this now. So in California, because gang activity is so enormous, especially the Mexican gangs, in Southern California especially, and because the prison system anyway is so intense, that there's huge numbers of these young gangsters in prison, then the black gangs, then you've got the white gangs. And what I soon realized was that the gang psychology, I think things are changing now, that's 25 years ago, really ran the kind of the energy of the prisons and kind of increased the incredible punitive approach of it, you know. So this young man, when he was, you know, in a gang fight, he's in a gang, he didn't ever shoot anybody, he never killed anybody, but the sentencing was so severe, he was given three life sentences. He was 16 and he didn't kill anybody. So the sentencing is like Victorian, you know, unbelievable. Many of the laws in many of the states are like mandatory, 25 years for being in a car where you've got marijuana. Things are changing now, but it's so punitive, so intense. And, of course, as we all know, it's all the working class, all the poor, the black, all the Latinos. I mean, I deal with people on death row in America. I've never met a rich person on death row, I promise, you know. It's the poor people who have no money, no friends, no family. That's the part that's so tragic. It seems so difficult, you know. And it was kind of ironic for me because in the 70s, like I mentioned to you people in the course, early 60s and 70s when I was in London and I was a radical lefty and then working with all the Black Panthers, ironically, dealing with many of the people when I was a radical lefty in London, supporting the Black Panthers in these prisons. And then there I was 20 years later, going in as a 30 years later, going as a nun, but in a different way. And I found what was so interesting, what happened was, started with Arturo, and I wrote a letter back. I sent him a book, and then he wrote another letter. Then within a year, we had 40 people writing. So I think I've told, you know, when we met last time, the way we developed our program, I realized because the numbers in America are so intense, so many, you couldn't possibly go to all the prisons. The country's vast. The numbers of prisons are unbelievable. And also what I found in California, you know, I'd visit one prison, I'd drive 3 hours, I'd give a talk, and 1 month later I'd go back, and they've all been moved. So it was you couldn't go in and just give classes. There was no stability in the prisons. And because the gang activity in the prisons is so violent, then the rules are so strict, you know. So what we began to develop the program that we felt was most effective, that we could manage, was, you know, was writing letters and sending books. So after about a year, I think I had 40 people writing, and we would send books, and then we'd take their phone calls. So we managed to fund that. But the main program we had, and as we developed, we were getting 1,000 letters a month from people in prison. It was all word of mouth, you know. So that was the way we found we could be most effective, because the bureaucracy in the prisons was so intense, you didn't find people who were supportive. I mean, when I first started going in, and I would visit some of these prisons, where I'd go to visit first Arturo, which is 8 hours away in this top security prison where there were 2,000 men, and more than 2,000 of them were in these top security cells 23 hours a day. And you'd visit, and there was just glass between you, and you'd speak on the telephone. But I found that the people who worked in prisons, and they're the ones who need the support, true, absolutely, because somehow this, the intensity of the system, it seemed to, the jobs, the, it seemed to attract not very nice people. I mean, people with incredible anger who loathed the prisoners, who loathed the gangsters, thought they were monsters and should be in hell, you know. I'd never realised how much kind of aversion and violence there was towards prisoners, and that's what I really found in America. I'm sure there are good people everywhere. There were. But what I found was, because I was a Buddhist, I was almost like the devil to some of these people. I know I went to Texas for a while. Sorry, I went to Texas to visit. We mainly wrote letters, spoke on the telephone, sent them books, because we found that because they were so poor and they had nothing, books were the most precious treasure you could possibly give them. I mean, we have bookshelves of books and we don't even read them. They would have one book and would read it 30 times, you know, because they were hungry for something, because they had nothing. So I remember I'd try to go to the prisons after we'd write a lot, we'd take their phone calls, and I'd go visit, we'd give refuge, and indeed bodhisattva vows as well to some. I remember going to Texas, and I'd forgotten, to several prisons, and I'd forgotten to deal with one, go to see one prisoner. He would have been brokenhearted, because we had a newsletter, if I hadn't turned up. So I rang the chaplain in the hope that he'd kind of quickly get me through the bureaucracy. Well, this chaplain, I mean, it was just shocking, and this is not unusual. It was like he was talking to the devil. He said, I'm sorry, we don't need people like you here, you know, and put the phone down. I mean, in Texas, I remember one man wanted me to be with him on death row when they killed him, when they executed him. And the warden, a very dear man, but a fundamentalist Baptist, he basically said, I'm sorry, one, two reasons. One, you're just a nun, you're not a real chaplain. But two, you don't believe in God, so I'm sorry, you're not religious. Even though Texas accepts Buddhism. So these are the kind of obstacles we found were really kind of violent. And I'm not exaggerating, you know. It was quite intense. But over the years, more and more Buddhists are going in now and more kind people. And occasionally you would meet a really kind chaplain. And the way things worked there, you'd have to... Because we went in as religious. We didn't go in as psychological, you know. And we tried to sneak in the other things. But it was quite difficult. But in many... It grew a lot. But the main program we had was writing letters. And that's how we touched so many people's lives. And then because... We would send books, you know, we had so many books and we sent these as much as possible. That was the most precious tool. Because one thing, and I know we talked about that when we met in Milan a couple of years ago, that, you know, you go in and give a talk to the prisoners and then you walk out the door and they're left with their own miserable mind for 1 week. But if you can give them even one book to read. And this is what I found too, the value of books. That, you know, I mean, the stories I've heard, one prisoner completely depressed, want to kill himself, and he's in his shackles going from one cell to another with the guards, and he just happens to see a picture on one empty cell, one book with Lama Yeshe on the front that just propped up. So he took the book and that saved his life. Another guy found one of Lama Yeshe's books in the trash can in the chapel. That saved his life, you know. Things like this, it moved you when you see how desperate they are, especially in these places. And any small, tiny thing was such a precious gift, you know. Especially books, it was incredible, because we just couldn't visit all the places. The country's so vast, and there are so many prisons. And of course, in America too, you've got death row, you know, which is just beyond arcane, beyond bizarre. I remember, you know, one friend, Mitch, on death row in Kentucky. I mean, a regular guy was in a gang, and because guns are so prevalent in America, there's this white fellow with this white guy with a friend. They're dealing drugs, and if you deal drugs and you have guns, people are going to die, you know. So they're on death row. One of the guys has become a Catholic, and Mitch has become a Buddhist. I've known him for like 25 years. An incredible human being. So one of the things that really struck me about helping people in prison, many people say, oh, it's marvelous you're helping people in prison, because then you'll help them come out and become a better human human being in society. But I'm sorry, most of these guys won't get out of prison. They're either going to get executed or they've got 30-year sentences, 40-year sentences, life sentences. And what I realised was prison is society. And if I can see with Mitch, for example, he's on death row in Kentucky and there's about 40 guys on death row. All of the Kentucky people live in that one prison. They're stuck in their own environment together, you know. So when I realise from talking to the other ones, I go over occasionally and give a talk, they all absolutely love Mitch. Mitch has been not giving Dharma talks, but supporting morally and kindly some of these crazy guys, some of these psychopaths on death row there, you know. He's become their beloved friend who supports them, who loves them, who takes care of them. So this is what I saw. The other thing I saw was by helping one person, he could help his 40 friends on death row. That's society. And the other one was by sending books, because they were so desperate and had nothing. I mean, one guy would read a book. He'd pass it to someone else. One book would get read by 30 people. Then each of those people would then talk to someone else. So I could see that even though you're sending one book to one person, it fanned out and touched the lives of so many people. I remember thinking when I was doing radical left work in London and trying to be all grand and revolutionary and trying to change the system, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was just a lot of shouting and yelling. And there we were being Buddhists, giving books to people. It seemed so mild in comparison. But actually we touched the lives, and are still doing it. I'm not running it anymore. There are thousands of people. And I can see it was the same with you guys. One person at a time, very quietly, you know, in a very quiet way, touching so many lives. I mean, these people would tell their mothers, would tell their sisters. They would then watch this thing and read about that. It was very profound, actually. And it is profound. So just helping people by sending them a book is amazing, you know. I met these wonderful human beings. I mean, these crazy human beings. I mean, my one friend I met on death row, not on death row, but a friend of Arturo, because he would then tell his friends. He wrote, and his name was Richie. And he was a gangster, had been a gangster. It's kind of interesting. In the gangs, it's very interesting. In the prisons in California, things are changing now. But on the streets of Los Angeles and San Francisco, you've got gangs on every block. But in the prisons, it's just bizarre how it's grown. It's like a special little country. And, you know, and there are two gangs, two Mexican gangs in all of California prisons. And they're called the Southerners and the Northerners. And they've created it. You can see how we create everything. The Southerners are from Los Angeles, roughly. And the Northerners are from sort of San Francisco, roughly. But what's ironic, they've got the white fascist gangs and the black gangs. Well, the two worst enemies are the Northern Mexicans and the Southern Mexicans. They hate each other more than the blacks and more than the white fascists. So when they have their wars, they talk to me about their wars, they make their weapons, they stab each other, and I ask them, what do you make knives with? And one friend said, oh, Rabina, even plastic bottles. He said, they're not much good, but at least you can use them once. I mean, they have this intense activity of gangs. I've never heard anything like it. It was amazing. So anyway, he's a Southerner. I kind of joke and say my gang is the Southerners because all the Mexicans I know are all from Los Angeles. I don't know any Northerners at all, so my gang is the Southerners. So anyway, Francisco told me, Richie, I met him. I went to see him. He's in this top security section, and he's allowed a two-hour meeting, glass between us. And I saw him. He'd written the letters, and he told me in his letter that he was very laid back. But when he gets angry, he gets really angry, you know. So I said to him, when I saw him for the first time, there he was covered in his tattoos. And as they told me, it's all prison art, Rabina. They make their own tattoo guns. They make their own ink. They're amazing, very creative. So I said, how's your anger, Richie? And he kind of blushed under his tattoos, you know. And he said, well, I have to confess, Rabina, I had a fight with my cellie this morning. Cellie is the cellmate for the prisoners in California. And he said, I put his head down the toilet. And then he said very innocently, but you know, Rabina, I took it out again. So somehow, I mean, then he had the guy thrown out and then he did his Tara meditation. Some of the Latinos love Tara. They love meditating on Tara. So, I mean, I was impressed. That's called practice. He didn't kill a fifth person, you know. So for me, I'm so always moved. I'm not trying to romanticize these human beings. I would never have gone to a prison. Why would I? I mean, it's not my culture, you know. I wasn't on the streets. I wasn't a gangster. But somehow all these human beings, and this is what I found so moving and so powerful. I mean, you know the course we've been having this week about how to transform problems, how to see difficulties as good as part of your practice. We know how intensely difficult it is. Well, these guys, they don't have the luxury of leaving prison. They don't have the luxury of choosing their roommates. They're living sometimes with psychopaths who hate them. So they've got no choice but to work on their minds. So what I found so moving and so humbling, there I am happily, we're giving, blithely giving all these books, all these techniques, all these tools. when they can't even choose anything, and I can go into Starbucks and I'll order my coffee exactly at the correct degrees with the right amount of ristretto shots and this amount of milk at that temperature, they can't choose anything. And here I am giving these amazing tools and they take them seriously. And you read their letters, and that's what I found about dealing with letters. It's interesting, isn't it? Because you learn to know one person over 20 years very deeply because they put all their thoughts in it. And so it was very intimate the way they developed relationship. I mean, when I was running it, I don't know what they're doing now. It's the same, but how many numbers, I don't know. I think at some point we had like 200 volunteers all over the world. And we had this system where a letter would come. You'd write a letter, you'd send a book, he'd write again, you send another letter, another book, and then the third time, you then give them to one of the mentors, you know? And then people would write, and that was the most powerful tool. And many didn't even want Buddhism, they just wanted a friend, a mentor, someone to talk to, someone to give their heart to, you know? And to send books to. That was the main way we developed it. But what I found so moving, you know, we know what it's like when we're criticised, we know what it's like when we can't get what we want, but look at these guys in these outrageous situations dealing with extremely difficult suffering. Especially the ones on death row, especially the ones in their cells 23 hours a day. Or what I saw, because the numbers are so intense and it's just heartbreaking, these young men, I mean, there's one guy who writes to me in Michigan, he even talked about how when he was, I don't know, in feet, he was 5'7", he said, now I'm 6'2". He went in as a kid, you know, and he's lost, and this is what I'm seeing, it's heartbreaking. If they don't have money and lawyers, because the numbers are so intense, they are lost in the system. There's no way they can get through that bureaucracy to have even anyone hear them to see that they're a good human being now. And that's the part that's so distressing. More and more, we didn't have money, we didn't have lawyers, but we did help as much as we could to find one lawyer to help this one person. And if you had someone supporting you, you were able to get out of these intense sentencing, you know. But I see in California now they're beginning to let out many of the guys who had life sentences. So, that's wonderful. But it was a very intense experience for me, you know. Very moving, very inspiring, very humbling. That's all I can say. I talk fast. I can't help it. Look, it's only 1:45. That would take normal people 45 minutes, but it's only 1:45. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say, okay? I'm sure what I'm saying is familiar with all of you who go into prisons, you know. I don't know. I mean, I can tell whatever you like. I don't know. It's more like, I mean, I go blah, blah about compassion or something, but I don't think I need to do that. What do you think?
I thought it was good to talk about.
Oh, you think so? Okay. Well, one thing I did find, one interesting point I found, and that's why I'm so impressed by all you people, growing your numbers. We got the volunteers who would then write letters, and people initially are all excited, you know, all excited, oh, yeah, I want to help, I want to write to a prisoner. Then after 1 month, they give up. So I found it very moving. That's why I'm so moved by Venerable Tashi. Just steadily keep doing it. This is really impressive for me. Because often it's just with all this attachment, you get all excited, all these prisoners. Then after a while, you get bored. This is heartbreaking, you know. But just to keep being consistent, to go in one time after another, to keep writing letters, just steadily helping, that for me is very impressive. That is really amazing. And then the other thing I found, and it's just, you know, I could see, certainly in America, and other countries probably similar, but America really, I mean, I worked in Australia as well, and it was like working it was like paradise in comparison. The numbers are far less. I mean, I remember being in one prison in Adelaide, and when I was leaving the prison, and one of the guards saw me, he said, come here. He said, we've just got an introductory thing for new guards. Come and give us a talk. And these wonderful, civilized human beings who knew about the Dalai Lama and knew about Tibet, whereas in America, with respect, oh, you're from Australia. Do you speak English? I mean, really, people who had no... really, it seemed to attract really narrow-minded, ignorant, angry people. Not all of them, but this is the terrible irony of the jobs. It attracted people who were angry and like another gang, you know. I mean, I found in California... it was like they were another gang. When I'd visit some of these guys, it was an 8-hour drive for me from where I went, just for 2-hour visits. I mean, they'd look at me suspiciously, and when I said that I was a Buddhist nun, that I wasn't family, I mean, this one guard, he couldn't contain his disgust. He said, but they're animals. He couldn't resist himself. He couldn't stop it. That view is so strong, you know. So that's a huge obstacle. And then some of the chaplains, as I said, being so fundamentalist, nothing's changing. So I found I had to be so quiet. I had to walk slowly. I couldn't raise my voice. had to be polite, had to say God bless you 25 hours a day to people, because, you know, you had to get them to try and sort of let you in half the time. And it was just really intense experience, you know, but extremely moving, extremely powerful. And that was the thing. So with the books, you helped, that helped so many people. I mean, another crazy friend in another gangster, this time from Puerto Rico. He's in and out of prison all the time. And he said, "Rabina, my copy of Lama Yeshe was worn thin." And then he said, "You know, Rabina, all the Afrocentrist Muslims love him, because they would happily read these little books of Lama Yeshe, these very easy, relaxing little books, you know." So just the need is what I found. The need was unbelievable. That's what struck me. I was, you know, editing this magazine. This one letter came. And I really sat on it for 2 months. I didn't answer. Then I answered. Then every time another letter would come, the need was so intense. Some of them now have maybe Wi-Fi. I'm not sure. But it's all monetized. I mean, it's just this massive kind of system where they make money out of all these prisoners. But in the end, you had no choice. If it's an ordinary person comes and say, "Can I learn Dharma?" You give them a website. They go buy a book. But these prisoners have nothing. So I saw that it took us like 20 times more effort and money and kind of just obstacles to help people with Dharma. In one sense, we were a Dharma center. But you had to do everything. You had to find the money, find the books, and you had to learn all the rules in each prison about exactly how to wrap the book, because it was a bit suspicious looking. They'd send it back. The obstacles were enormous. And it seems to me, just karmically, prisoners had heavy-duty karma to not be helped. You had to work 20 times harder to help them, to get through all the obstacles. It was very powerful, you know. And then I see the numbers are growing, and more movies now in America, documentaries about the intensity of that system. I have a friend in a Norwegian prison. It's so different, you can't believe it. He wrote and he said, "Rabina," he said, "I've got to go to prison next month, and I'm so looking forward to it. I've got 2 years. I'm going to do education. I'm going to have programs. It's in the country. I'll grow vegetables." I thought, this man's like living in paradise. You know, that's called a prison. What a joke. I couldn't believe it. But in America, I tell you, I'm not trying to be rude. It was pretty intense. So in Australia, I mean, stuff there too. If you look in the racism in Australia, the Aboriginals are the biggest number in prison, although they're the smallest part of the population. That's kind of typical everywhere. In America, it's the same. The numbers of black prisoners is beyond belief, the Latino prisoners. But in Australia, in general, because there's less people in prison, less population, more civilized in general in the systems, and allow you more opportunity. You know, I mean, some of the prisons are pretty horrible. No one chooses to live in prison. But in general, the systems and the programs there are more civilized. I saw that for sure. Australia, mostly I'm familiar with America, you know. So, of course, incredible practice. Like, you know, like Grazia said, it's incredible practice. And what I realized was that we just had to do the smallest thing, write one small letter, send one little book, and it was the most precious gift. The number of times the letters would come back and change my life. You've changed my life. One of the things I do when I travel around now, because I'm always on the road, I send postcards. I can't describe the joy a postcard brings, because these guys have nothing and nobody, you know, nothing and nobody. So one postcard. I remember one fellow said, "Oh, I got your postcard from Italia." He didn't know it was Italy. Had no idea. They don't even go outside their own county normally. He was blissed out by just getting a postcard. So people in courses, we should do it as well. When I get some postcards, we should do that before we leave on Sunday. And we just need to write a little note and sign it, your name and my name. And so they knew where it was coming from. This was it didn't take much. When you have nothing, it doesn't take much to help somebody. That's what I found was so moving also, you know. Just give them a few tools, and they were hungrily using these tools, and some becoming amazing practitioners. I mean, one of our Mexican gangster friends who got a life sentence in California, he was doing the master's program, you know. Some of them are unbelievable. They're sitting in his cell 23 hours a day with nothing else to do. So moving for me. So, and just, of course, always heartbreaking, because you can't do much. You do a little bit. You do a little bit that you can, and never give up. That's the key. Never give up for me. That's the one, you know. I don't know, ask some questions, maybe it's the best. Come on. For everybody, ask questions. Yes.
Okay.
And what's the question?
Can you speak English?
Okay. I said, say the question.
So, I am part of an organization called Libera, which works against the mafia in Italy.
Yeah.
And you were speaking about gangs.
Yes, that's right.
So I don't think that there is some active part in Libera that works in prisons, but I'm not sure about it.
Mm-hmm.
I can check it.
Yes.
But in case there is not, I think that maybe it can be a good idea to have some collaboration with Libera.
There you go, amazing. Absolutely.
Grazie.
I mean, I think the thing, I don't know what, I don't know any mafia gangsters. I know Mexican gangsters. And what I found almost unfailingly, okay, there were some psychopaths. For sure there have to be psychopaths. But the interesting point for me I found was we didn't go into the prisons and try and get people to become Buddhist. We responded to letters. So it was only the people who wanted it. Then they were open to it. So the gangsters who wrote to us weren't the psychopath gangsters. You know, they even call it the mafia in some of the Mexican gangs. But the ones who wrote to us, I saw again and again, they were just these really good human beings, but caught up in this insane system since they were 11 and 12. You know, just really good human beings. So I'm sure it has to be the same in mafia gangs. Good human beings who, due to their karma, are born in an environment where they're forced to become this boy, wearing certain tattoos, obeying the rules, you know. So this, what I saw was the number of Mexicans who wrote to us and who became Buddhists, who would never have heard the word Buddha on the streets, you know. This is the irony of it. So I think that's an amazing idea. Absolutely. There have to be many in prisons. But whether they form gangs in prisons, that's another story, I don't know. And whether they're even identified as mafia, that could be something else too. But these guys were proudly owning that they were Mexican gangsters, you know, or had been, and they gave it up, you know. Do you understand? What else, people? Are there street gangs in Italy? Like in America? Street gangs. You deal with any of these guys? Street gangs? Yes? They have guns, they have knives, what do they have? Guns? What?
Bullying.
Just bullying. Yeah. Not real gangs then. Okay. Some in Rome, cities, gangs on the streets?
Well, organized crime is mafia.
It's the mafia. Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go. Okay. What did you say? Say, go, yeah.
I'm saying that now in Italy is kind of, there are many, many different young kids, 12, 13 years old, that are gang, that they are attacking people on the street.
Okay.
So they are kind of...
I understand, yes, exactly.
Around the
sure.
And so forth. Also Pisa, it has, it's quite dangerous.
I understand. Well, the other thing that I found amazing, as you've noticed, I keep saying he, all the prisoners. I would say in the 25 years our prison project has grown, has existed. I ran it for 15 years. I mean, maybe we had letters from 25,000 people, and I would say less than 1% were female. But you look in California, there are massive prisons of so many women. So it blew my mind. I tried to think of an answer for why the few women who did write to us, how come it didn't grow? Because what happened is one man would write, and then it would be word of mouth. So 99% of the prisons who wrote written to us are male. But you look at any Buddhist center, 75% are female. So it just, I don't want to be sexist about it. I mean, you know, but somehow, I remember somebody said, well, you know, with women, usually the working class women, usually have children, usually have husbands, and then they're lost, and they're mainly broken hearted about their lost children, you know. And so I remember I went to prison in Mexico, and I'd heard about this, about the women and their children, and all the women in there, they were, and I said, and who's got kids? Every hand went up, and all the tears started coming, you know, all broken hearted, missing their children. So what, and it's almost a cliche, but I remember one prison I went to in on the East Coast somewhere, women. And this is almost like a cliche. I don't want to sound sexist. But the women were wearing their slippers, had their curlers on while we're in the group, holding hands. It was like a sharing session. I'm not being insulting. And all the wardens, their doors, their signs were crocheted. So I think, well, that's wonderful. And people told me that women often replicate families in prisons. I'm not trying to be sexist, but it's just fascinating that so few women wrote. I mean, one woman in a prison would get a book, but it never went any further, whereas the men, it just would flood, you know. That I found beyond fascinating. Very, very fascinating, that, to me. When you look in Buddhist centres and churches as well, it's mostly females, isn't it? Maybe not in Italy, I don't know. You deal with women? Only men. You deal with women too? That's wonderful. You guys deal with women as well?
Yeah, we had an experience with a young girl. Yeah.
Microphone, where is it? Use my microphone.
Yeah, we had an experience for a while with the young girls. Minorile femminile.
Where? You mean went to a prison?
Yeah.
Kids, how old? 11?
16. Teenagers.
Oh, really? And it worked? It was good?
Yeah, it was difficult.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see, this is the point. I don't know how it would work here, but the thing that I found was so important, and as we know with Buddhism, you don't try to convert people. Not because of some law, just because it doesn't work. We all know you can bring a horse to water, you can't make it drink. So the way our system worked was someone would write, then you'd write back. And then they'd invite you, then you'd come. And I remember one time ever, and then when I often visit and they put a poster up and then they'd give a talk and in the gym, and those who wanted to come would come. No one was ever forced. I remember one time in Melbourne, one psychologist I knew who worked with the sex offenders, she invited me to give a talk. And as soon as I walked into that room, 100 guys, I knew immediately they had not wanted to be there. They were told to go. I refused to talk about Buddhism. They didn't want to listen to it. Why should I shove it down their throat? We talked about the football and I left early. I didn't want to force it. It's really inappropriate because if you don't want to hear it, I mean, it's just so arrogant. You can tell they didn't want to be there. They were kind of like petulant children because they were forced to go. That doesn't work, you know. You've got to want it. And that's what I found with these prisoners who wrote. They were hungry for something. And having one person to write to, let books to read and study programs you could do, you might never meet a Buddhist, but the communication with books and letters was just so powerful. And we found that the most effective because the country, as I said, was so vast, you know. I'd visit occasionally. I mean, even now, when I'm in the States, I visit my friend Mitch on death row and give a little talk there, you know. And a bunch of my friends come. I've known them for 20 years, 25 years. What else? Questions? People? Yeah. Giuseppe. Microphone.
Vorrei chiedere al Reverendo Dario qual è nella sua esperienza la principale difficoltà che ha incontrato nel cercare di portare la meditazione in carcere e qual è la principale forma di scetticismo che può aver incontrato da parte dei detenuti. Grazie.
Prendo il microfono. Parlo in italiano, mi traduce o direttamente in inglese? Ok. Sì, 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 quindi parlo in inglese. E, ok, so I'll speak in English.
Good, yes.
So, after I came back from San Francisco, being so inspired by the experience in San Quentin, I wanted to teach meditation, Buddhist meditation, in the prison of Rome. So I went to knock on the door of the prison, main prison of Rome, presenting my program as Buddhist meditation. And the answer was no.
Mm-hmm.
And has been no for 10 years.
Wow.
So mm-hmm. for 10 years I insisted.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was always no. And the main no was coming from the Catholic chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we were saying before, earlier, prisons in Italy are lay institutions, but still Italy is a mm-hmm. very Catholic country.
Mm-hmm.
So the power of the Catholic chaplain in every single prison mm-hmm. is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So the no coming from the Catholic chaplain was even more powerful mm. than the permission coming from the director.
Wow, amazing.
So for 10 years,
yes.
I insisted mm. in a very Zen way, but the mm. answer was always no.
That much.
And then I had an idea, and I changed the name of the program
yes.
from Buddhist meditation into mindfulness.
There you go.
And magically the door opens.
Amazing.
So I say, I normally say that mindfulness is my Trojan horse.
There you go, exactly. That's exactly right. Now, this is really true, isn't it? Your Trojan horse. Exactly right. So skillful, you know. But so then you didn't have to go via the chaplain anymore.
Yeah.
There exactly. You go. So simple, I know. It's so simple. It's wonderful.
And of course, it was clear to the institution that I am a Buddhist monk,
that's right,
Buddhist
exactly.
priest.
Wow.
But the agreement was that I was not going to convert anyone.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
As we said, in Buddhism, there is no proselytism.
That's right.
So it was fine with me. I was going to teach meditation, just the technique. That was the agreement.
Uh-huh. But you'd sneak in other things as well.
Yes, of course. I call it stealth Buddhism.
That's exactly right. That's one of my friends in North Carolina calls it stealth Buddhism. Exactly right. It's a new religion, stealth Buddhism. It's so true. Amazing.
And then it was very, very clear to the institution, to the director, and to the inmates that I am a Buddhist priest.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first day, since at the beginning, I had to introduce the course not as Buddhist meditation, but as mindfulness and also as anger management.
There you go, that's right.
At the beginning, they gave me a group of the most aggressive group. That means lifers, people in prison for life, and serial killers, mass murderer.
Mm-hmm.
So the director selected them, and I introduced the course to 12 inmates in for life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very, very sick. I had a cold. It was winter. So my hair were not so short. And there was an inmate, clearly the boss, the head of the group, that was sitting in front of me, first row. And he looked at me all the time. And then at the end of my talk, he asked me, "Are you a monk?" And I said, "Yes." "Then why you go around with those long hair?" And then from that moment, we were friends, and he said yes, and so the whole group said yes. And so we started to sit together with a group of 20 lifers.
Mm-hmm.
And then since the program with the lifers, with the angry one, was successful, we were able to open the program to the rest
of
the prison.
Right, exactly, there you go. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
Yeah. That's the thing that I think, because when for example, in America, you say death row, it's like this unbelievable magic term. Oh, you go to death row, you know. But of course, when you get there, what you see is human beings. Okay, in Kentucky, they're wearing their red jumpsuits, but they're human beings. And they didn't wear their uniforms. And it's so obvious it's human beings. And the major point, of course, is that you don't define the person by being a prisoner. That's not relevant. That's irrelevant. They happen to be a prisoner, but that's the label that looms large in society. And the commonest question people ask me is, "Oh, aren't you scared?" I've never been scared in my life. I'm not of prisoners, that's for sure. Maniacs on the street, maybe. But that's the thing. What you see is human beings, and you don't have this label so strongly in your mind, you know. Or people have been on death row. And this psychopath guy, the one Mitch, my friend, said about this fellow, I know him, he comes to the classes. He said, "Rabina, he thinks of torture all the time. In other words, he's really deeply suffering. But I know this man, he's a sweet guy with sweet qualities. But he's got this suffering mind. He can't stop talking about torture. I mean, I'm glad he's in prison. He's not killing people." But suddenly you see these human beings. You don't just see this label, which is what fear does and which is what anger does. You just see human beings, you know. And that's, of course, what's so moving for prisoners. When they see that you're seeing them as a real human being, that's the most moving experience because they're seen as monsters. I mean, in American culture, and I suppose it's everywhere, they're even lower than homeless people because people are scared of them, you know. So this is where they're so moved by that, just to have one friend even. That was something very powerful, also, I thought. And that exactly, your example's perfect, you know. Yeah. What else? Questions, people? Go on. Questions? Did you hear? Do you deal with minors? I don't. I've never dealt with minors. No, never.
We are starting
to work. They are, which is amazing, I know. That's got to be a tough job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are starting.
Say, talk about it.
We are starting to work together with minors. Maybe Venerable Siyun would like to say something. Because,
yes, we have to ask
him. Yeah. Okay. So, where's our microphone? Microphone, yeah.
Buonasera a tutti. Beh sì, dovremmo cominciare a lavorare proprio con i minori almeno. Questo è il progetto che sembra stia per decollare.
So now we have to start to work with younger and it seems that this is the project that is going to start soon. Mm-hmm.
L'idea è ovviamente di portare con queste persone, con questi ragazzi, non tanto la meditazione, perché altrimenti temo verrebbe snobbata.
I think the idea is not to start with meditation because I think probably they will laugh about it.
E sicuramente in quei luoghi stiamo lavorando con ragazzi che non sono lì perché hanno venduto patate marce.
And we are going to work with younger that are not there just because they sell rotten potato. Mm.
Sono ragazzi che spesso e volentieri conoscono la legge del più forte.
They are people who recognize the law of the stronger.
Nella loro idea il maestro di arti marziali è forte.
In their idea the master of martial art is strong.
E noi agevoliamo questa idea.
And we take this idea, we use this idea.
Quindi porteremo non l'arte marziale vera e propria, ovviamente.
So we're not going to bring the martial art, the real martial art, obviously.
Ma una stupenda arte marziale che è camuffata da qualcos'altro, che è il Tai Chi Chuan.
But we're going to bring the martial art that kind of covered or with a different dress that is the Tai Chi Chuan.
Che in contemporanea è anche meditazione.
But in the same time it is also meditation.
That's right, exactly.
Questo sarà il progetto. Io comunque sarà la prima volta che lavoro nel campo minorile, anche se insegno arti marziali a ragazzi soprattutto.
So for me it would be the first time to work with younger in this contest, and even if I'm teaching martial art with adults outside in my life.
La mia esperienza con Liberation è stata basata per 3 anni con i poliziotti.
My experience with Liberation Prison Project is mainly with the guards, with the police.
Non attraverso le arti marziali, ma attraverso il buddismo in questo caso, chiesto da loro.
Not with the martial art, but with the Buddhism, because I stay with them.
Perché la prima volta mi è stato detto, non nominare il buddismo è meglio.
Because the first time they told me, don't mention Buddhism, aspetta.
E io così ho fatto, però la prima lezione è stata tutta improntata sul buddismo, perché continuavano a farmi domande sul buddismo.
I tried to do like that, but actually the first lesson that I had with them was all about Buddhism, because they keep asking questions.
Oh, really?
E la seconda volta io ho continuato a tenere questa cosa, no?
And the second time I also tried to not put Buddhism anyway, but...
E la seconda volta è stata tutta sul buddismo.
And again, the second time I met them was all about Buddhism.
Dalla terza volta loro mi hanno chiesto di trattare dei testi e così abbiamo fatto per 3 anni.
And so the third time they asked me to talk about different texts, and so it's for 3 years we have studied different texts.
Un risultato di questo è stato che a un Vesak al nostro tempio avevo 23 poliziotti con i loro familiari.
As a result, we had that one Vesak celebration. I had 23 policemen with their families.
Wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. So how did you start working with policemen? How did that happen? That's amazing. How did that happen?
Non ho capito.
Come hai cominciato con i poliziotti?
Mm. Come ho cominciato rispondendo alle loro domande.
Answering to their question. By answering to their question.
Mm.
No, come hai cominciato il fatto che tu sia andato nel loro posto, dai poliziotti?
È stata fatta una richiesta dal carcere di Treviso, in particolar modo proprio per i poliziotti.
No, the prison in Treviso had requested a special lesson, particularly for the police.
For the guards. Okay. Okay, I get it. I see. That's how it grew. Mm. That's amazing. They're the ones. I mean, if that's what you're doing too. You guys are doing that as well, getting more to the guards or not? helping the guards.
We have another experience in Firenze with Valentina, with the guards.
With the guards?
Yeah.
Okay, this is fantastic. Yeah, wow, amazing. But the martial arts one is a really good idea. I mean, I remember I did martial arts. I remember in London years ago, and this teacher, a Buddhist, a Chinese guy, and it was completely street dharma for these young working class kids. It was the best dharma in the whole world. They learned discipline. They learned respect. It's a powerful way to use their energy, not sit on there watching their silly breath. It's amazing. Did you hear me? Did you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You all speak English. You're amazing. So you've got to do Tai Chi with them. Gentle martial arts.
Parla troppo veloce, non riesco a capire.
What?
Non mi sento in colpa a dirlo, l'ha detto lei.
Oh, I'm sorry, I know. Is he going to start? He said he's going to do Tai Chi with the kids. Is that what he's saying? Well, with the police. Which one?
Tai Chi con I bambini.
No, bambini, bambini.
I got confused about who he was working with. I did hear the police, but I thought he said he was working with young people as well and was introducing martial arts to them. Is that
he's
right?
Going to do it. He's going to start the project now.
Okay, so what he's saying is he's going to use Tai Chi. That's what he's going
to
use.
Yeah.
Tai Chi. Okay.
He's teaching martial arts to the adults.
Okay.
And now, because they don't want meditation, he thinks that the kids don't want meditation because
right, of course, exactly.
Then he's going to teach them martial art. And
the Tai Chi.
Is kind of giving actually Tai Chi lessons.
I understand.
So
fantastic.
In this way also
I understand. Fantastic. Any questions of anybody? Come on. See? You're asking everybody, anybody. Okay. Not me. I never did anything with the Catholics. I mean, I love the Catholics. I was a Catholic. We just did our thing. I'd meet good people. You'd meet good people on the way. You know, that was very touching. We didn't do much collaborating, though. No. Please. Dario, what about you?
Prego, prego. No, rispondi tu, poi posso aggiungere qualcosa.
Non facciamo differenza tra gli esseri umani. Se l'obiettivo è lo stesso, ok?
We don't make differentiation among people if the objective, the aim is the same.
Il corso non è, cioè c'è una selezione delle persone che si presentano, però non discriminiamo tra gli operatori. Tu intendi dire se ci sono delle attuali.
So we select the people, but we don't discriminate among people who are Buddhists, who are not Buddhists. Everybody can attend our courses, okay? And so far we don't have collaboration with any church. And maybe Dario has something?
In English? Okay. So, yes, at the moment we have very good relationships with Catholic chaplains in the 4 or 5 prisons where we are active. I'm co-president of Religions for Peace. Religions for Peace is an international association for the interfaith dialogue and is based in the United Nations in New York, but has national chapters all over the world, and I am co-president for Italy for Religions for Peace. So I'm personally involved in interfaith dialogue, and also in the prison I'm able to do that. Now things changed over time. I've been teaching, as I said, in prison for 12 years. So now the relationships with Catholic chaplains and nuns in the prisons where we are active are very, very good. We know each other. I helped them to understand that I was not there to convert anyone, so they relaxed. Mm-hmm. I was not going to steal anyone, so they relaxed, and we started to have a very good relationship. Lately, a priest came to sit with us. He said, "Oh, you're going to sit meditation. May I join you?" And I said, "Yes, of course, please come." And so he sat with us. So, you know, when I received the specific training for how to... I was already a full-fledged Dharma teacher, but I had to receive a specific training on how to bring Dharma in prison in San Francisco with people that have been teaching meditation in prison for years. And the very first lesson I got was, prison is all about relationships. And the first relationship that you have to develop is with the priest, with the Catholic Christian chaplain.
Exactly.
And so that's what I did. As soon as I was able to enter the prison, I went to talk to the priest and introduce myself and letting know that I was not going there as an enemy, that I am part of Religions for Peace, that I went to the Vatican, I've been received to the Vatican, so relax. And so now things are going very well.
Fantastic. Wonderful. So good. All right. What else? That's it? Dinner time. Well, I'd like you two, both of you, to sing a prayer to finish. Sing a little prayer to finish, both of you. Can you do that? Would you mind?
Oh, yeah.
And your neighbor next door. Sing a little prayer.
Ce l'abbiamo una in comune, un sutra in comune.
No?
Cosa vuoi fare?
Non lo so.
What is that?
Non so se ne abbiamo una.
To finish, just to finish.
Anya Shing.
Te lo ricordi? Forse è lungo, però possiamo fare
anni. Se no.
Josai mio chi ci gioderani? No?
No.
E mai giù Kanungyo?
Kanungyo, no.
No?
Ok, you do it then.
Allora, fai uno, due, poi ne provo, ne faccio uno io.
Ma corto?
Corto, sì.
Ah, faccio un mantra allora, corto, sul protettore dei tre gioielli. Namo Sambo.
Shivura, Hara Shivura, Chishusa, Chishusa, Chishuri, Chishuri, Soaja, Soaja, Senchi, Gya, Shiri, Somoko, Nomo, Samanda, Motonan, Huara, Chi, Kotosha, Sononan, Toji, To, Engya, Gya, Gyaki, Gyaki, Unun, Shivura, Shivura, Hara Shivura, Hara Shivura, Chishusa, Chishusa, Chishuri, Chishuri, Soaja, Soaja, Senchi, Gya, Shiri, Somoko, Nomo, Samanda, Motonan, Ho, Rachi, Kotosha, Sononan, Toji, To, En, Gya, Gya, Gyaki, Gyaki, Unun, Shivura, Shivura, Hara Shivura, Hara Shivura, Chishusa, Chishusa, Chishuri, Chishuri, Soaja, Soaja, Senchi, Gya, Shiri, Somo,
Okay. Wonderful. So now we think of our dinner as delicious nectar, and we imagine offering it to all the beings in the universe. That's it. Thank you, everybody. I'm impressed by everybody. It's amazing. I'm so impressed. Thank you, everyone. Okay. Dinner time.